Thank you. This is the Pacifica National Board National Finance Committee meeting of Tuesday, September 28th, 2010, and a little after 5:30, 5:45. R. Paul, could you please call the roll?
Okay. Alonzo Brown?
Here.
Mike Jones?
He should be joining us shortly, Mr. Secretary.
Okay. Alberto Luera?
Present.
R. Paul Martin here. Simon Pius?
Present.
Summer Reese?
Present.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Here.
Alex Steinberg? John Wenger?
Here.
LeVarn Williams?
Present.
Bruce Wolf?
Here.
Okay. We have a quorum. It's 9 people.
Yep, very good. Thank you, R. Paul. Okay, we need to go ahead and set the agenda. There will be no minutes read this evening. We have the WPFW and KPFA budgets for discussion. LeVarn, are there any – which priority would you like a priority on whether we go to WPFW's or KPFA's first? And where WBAI is at?
WPFW, as Bruce had requested that we do, and that I think we can go ahead – and do that, and just I just want to make sure that everyone, I sent a note to R. Paul to make sure that everyone has a copy of these budgets. Does anyone not have a copy of the PFW or the KPFA budget?
I don't.
And I'm not in front of a computer, and I just got off the road, so I apologize. I can't tell you if I do.
I'm blind, and I apologize also.
Okay, well,
well, did you send it to the National Finance Committee list, LeVarn?
All of them were sent out at one point. I just don't know what if we have the latest, if I have even the latest one, or what we actually have in our.
Well, let's go ahead and get the agenda set, and then we'll take a look and see if there's.
I'm gonna pull up what I have, and then I'll resend it.
Okay. So I think what we'll set as the agenda will be discussion of WPFW's budget. KPFA's budget following, and then we'll get a report on where we're at with WBAI and KPFK, okay? And I think that's probably will chew up all of the time that we have available on the open session, and then we'll go ahead and move to executive session following.
This is Tracy. This is just a sort of a schedule thing. I am unfortunately going to have to be off the call from about 7 till 8. I have a mandatory work commitment.
Okay.
So if we do not get to the KPFA budget and there are some factual things that need to be done, would you be willing to admit another PNB member from KPFA to at least provide information?
Oh, I don't know if that would be a regular. Actually, let me ask. Bruce,
I'm
do you
just
have a
asking.
Problem staying on the call so that we could go ahead and tackle KPFA first so we can – I like to give priority to people who are going to have to
work. Oh, do I mind if KPFA
I'm talking
first?
Mostly about executive
That's
session.
Okay.
I think I'll be here for the open
session.
Portion.
Okay. Well, you know what? Let's cross that bridge when we get there, okay? And but I hear you. Just to be an information provider, I can't see any problem with having a – You know, a different PNB member couldn't vote at all, but I suppose someone could provide us with factual information if there's a problem with you know,
understood,
just,
yes.
Okay. Yeah, let's try to cruise on through the open session and get to, because some of the biggest issues in all these budgets are executive session matters dealing with personnel. So, you know, many of the bridges we have to cross require executive session discussion. So does anyone have a problem then with the scheduling of, you know, WPFW, KPFA, and then just a quick report on BAI and KPFK? And,
point of information, madam.
Please, go ahead, Alberto.
Open session, we're talking about discussing the Washington and the Berkeley budgets.
Correct.
And then we will go into executive session and we'll discuss personnel matters, et cetera.
And I don't know that we can
As it relates to the budgets.
Correct. And that may, you know, as I've pointed out in the past, that if we have budgets pending in the open session that have personnel issues to be discussed in the executive session, that may impede their approval in the open session because it's pretty hard to approve something if you have executive session matters that have to be discussed and hashed out prior to its approval. So we'll see how this goes. But, you know,
so,
where we're at.
So we're going to have a public session right now.
Yes.
we're going to spend X number of time. Can we clarify on how much time we're going to be on the open session?
Sure. Bruce, do you have an idea about how long you're going to need on WPFW? I mean, what, half an hour for each one of these budgets in open session? Does that seem reasonable?
Oh, I don't know. You know, in my case, I don't know how long. It may not take very long at all. Or it really, it's mostly, hopefully, LeVarn can tell us where we stand with the one issue of getting everything onto the template that everybody wanted. And
I can tell you right now that we have not done anything in terms of getting it into the template here. That we have, and one of the reasons why is that our payroll person has been on vacation, so Lynn has had to do payroll, and we have not put it into that format.
Okay, one moment, please. I'd like to go ahead and approve the agenda, even if we don't have the time, so we can actually just get into the meeting.
Anyway, it may not take long for us at all.
Question.
Paul, yes?
Yeah. Okay, so the agenda you're proposing is discussion of WPFW budget, discussion of KPFA budget, and then discussion of KPFK and WBII budgets.
At least a status report on them. I'd like to know where we're at,
Status report.
Yeah, because I don't know if there's enough. Is there enough to have a discussion of WBAR? Paul, tell me.
I think that for BAI, it's going to be just pretty much close to what it was last time.
Okay, so that's a status report. That's what I was thinking. We'll do status report. And besides, we'll put the meat of the time on the other two budgets that seem to be a little closer to be. So, yeah, I guess that would be it. Discussion of WPFW, discussion of KPFA, those two budgets, and status report on the other two stations, KPFK.
And so you're moving that as an agenda.
Yes. Is there any objection to that as a proposed agenda?
I just have a point of information, madam.
Yes, of course.
How much time for the public agenda to look at both budgets would you think would be appropriate, time certain? And then for the executive session, time certain also, please, before we get into this.
Sure.
Before we get into the meeting.
Okay. Paul, what time is it right now?
I have 8:51 p.m. Eastern time.
Okay. So if I could do it, 8:51. Why don't we have time certain to end at 7:00 for the open session? Okay, because that's 1 hour and 10 minutes. If we can end a little sooner, that would be good. But
that'd be 10:00 Eastern.
Is that reasonable to everyone? Except it doesn't accommodate KPFA's executive session needs. So, I mean, we could try to end it by 6:30 Pacific, 9:30 Eastern. But I don't know if that's realistic. You know, is there any feedback on this from anyone? Okay.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how long WPFW might not take that long.
Okay, and so maybe we could actually get done in under an hour. So you want to say that we'll go ahead and break at 6:40? I guess it's like 50 minutes here. That way we have 20 minutes to executive session with KPFA before we lose that PNB rep. Does that sound reasonable to everyone?
What time is it out there now?
It's 5:50 California, 8:50 New York. So that's like 50 minutes, 45 minutes basically. It's like saying, let's see what we can do, because we obviously have to tackle these personnel issues to get these budgets passed.
So that'd be 9:40
Eastern.
If we could do that, that would be great. I mean,
Let's go for it.
Good. Okay, let's do that. So we'll have an 6:40 time certain. Bam, we go into executive session. We tackle KPFA first to accommodate scheduling needs. Okay. So let's get rolling, because that's the only way we're going to do this in 45 minutes. Is there any objection to the budget? I mean, the budget as proposed. See, I really want to pass budgets. I'm like, let's just do this. Okay. The agenda as proposed.
No.
Okay. Thank you. Hearing none, Paul, please record it as approved, and let's move on.
Yes.
LeVarn, I'd like to go ahead and let you take the floor first, please, and fill us in on what you've got on WPFW and Bruce and Arlene, so we know where we're standing so far. Or maybe Arlene, I don't know if Arlene should tackle it first on personnel issues, but one of you two kind ladies, please take that.
Question?
Yes.
Could somebody identify the version of the budget that we're doing? I have things that say things like 1008-NFC-2 review WPFW fiscal year 2011, second draft, LSB 1, is that the one we're doing?
LeVarn,
or
can you please identify what was the most recent one that was sent out, what it's called?
Yeah, that's the one that I have. I mean, does Bruce, do you have a different one?
Well, hold on, let me pull it up. What did you call it? I guess there are a lot of different. But the one I would be looking at would be the last one that we sent out.
Which was sent when?
Now it's been a little while.
The seventh, I have.
Because I don't have a... That's the one that was supposed... Well, we had... What we were sent out was... You know,
the one that had $168
that's right.
In the black.
Right. And it didn't, what it didn't show was you wanted the variances and stuff. You wanted to show the comparisons between different years and you wanted the extra tabs with the, you know, the backup, you know, the worksheets, more or less, I guess, whatever you want to call them. That's what's supposed to be completed. And according to Robert West, you know, he hasn't heard from anybody at the from the national office. And the reason why I felt he should be getting some help from them is that there's a lot of other issues going on at the station, because Robert also has to act as interim general manager. We had issues here, plus we didn't, you know, we had a transmitter that was up and then not up, and now it's up again. But plus his own personal family issues at home that he's got to take care of now. so I thought some help for him would only be fair. And I thought that's what he was going to get. Now, so if nothing has happened on that, then nothing's changed on what our budget looks like. But, you know, all I can say is that the numbers that you have there, the final, those are the final figures. Those, that's the budget that we passed and approved at our LSB. And
okay, so basically, why don't we throw the ball back over to the National and find out from Arlene.
I'm going to look up the other thing.
So what is the heading on it? That, I think, was the original question.
Yeah, what was the title? That's, or
what's
the
date?
The
file name.
Yeah, right. Hold on a minute. I just have to...
The latest I have is WPFW Budget 2011 Second Draft, paren 1, close paren.
Yeah.
Is that the same?
I question, LaVarne. I think the question. Alberto said that it's a net income of $168. So if everyone goes to net income, looks at it, and see if it has $168 in there, three key assumptions: cash flow and budget. That's what I have. If Bruce has something different, and both Arlene and I are both talking to Robert. In fact, Robert and I are talking, and we've got some information about perhaps looking at arranging a line of credit for the Washington office to take care of some of their cash flow, short, you know, small amount of cash flow issues, cash flow problems. So Robert and I, we've talked about it. We worked on it. We have an email from Jeffrey Banks at Bank of Georgetown. So we have been talking.
And what is the line of credit being secured by?
And I've been in contact with Robert at least a couple of times a week, and I'm also working with the union.
And how is that going, Arlene, with the personnel issues? I mean, is there anything you can tell us on the open call, or should we save all of that?
At this point, I'm not quite sure. The union has changed their contact person, and we haven't actually made contact. We've sent a couple of emails, and I've left her a phone message. And I expect to either talk with her by phone in the next few days, or I'll meet with her when I'm in Washington next week.
And there were some requests for documents that they were working with our HR director in terms of getting those, and we have all looked at, Arlene and I both have looked at what we have here, so we have backup documents we can provide. So we're waiting to see what the status is on getting those documents to the union by PFW and working with HR. But if not, we're sitting here, we have some documents we can provide, and so it's some payroll information, so we can use some of the like FTE information that we'd provided the union in the past, and just go into payroll and provide that information.
Point of information.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Was there a time situation there? I remember a couple of meetings ago that a time certain for the union to come back to us heard, if I remember correctly,
mm-hmm.
21 days for them to respond as to our proposal to them on the cuts. what has, when is that time limit over? Do we remember?
Well, it's kind of a back and forth, so I don't think there's a specific time. You know, they're kind of playing, they're playing some games and...
Okay,
and
enough said.
Yeah, I don't, yeah.
Enough said, yeah.
Okay, we can probably discuss this in greater detail on that specific issue when we go to the executive
session. Sure.
Session.
Well, it's...
And what about, I guess I'll take, I have some questions of my own, but I don't want to, like, dominate this because I'm chair. I just, sometimes they're just informational things that I think other people would like to know also, but let me first ask you, other members have questions, and then I'll go ahead and ask ones that have arisen just with this little bit of discussion.
What is the file name yet?
That's funny. It's absurd. It's funny. There were so many file names now. I'm trying to find the one that we had.
It's the second draft with the $168 balance.
That's the one I thought of.
You know, the $168 should be enough to, like, flag any budget, right? Well, let me ask a question. LaVarne, you said that you're assisting WPFW in securing a line of credit. May we know what the amount is of that line and if it is a secured or unsecured line? Is it secured against any tangible asset?
This is LaVarne. It would be secured, and no, we have not determined an amount.
What would it be secured against?
I'm thinking something less than 10 or so, just a little short term to get the station through. Like for example, we have need to, well, they actually have payables or major payables too, but also just in terms of getting them through. But no, they have a restricted account, so it would be based on that.
Okay, and how much is in that restricted account?
I certainly haven't decided. I just said it.
Okay, and do we know how much is in the restricted account?
Yeah, we do. I sent out the balance sheet. I sent those out, I guess, last week. You guys got all of that. It's all in there. I don't have it right in front of me.
Okay, well, I would ask if you would please, when this gets a little further along, that you copy the National Finance Committee on anything to do with lines of credit that any of the stations may be taking out and what assets they're secured against and what the terms and,
absolutely.
How much the parameters are of what people can take, just so we stay, apprised of these things as they're occurring.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you.
In terms of the discussions, we have to have the discussions first.
Of course. No, I understand. I mean, once it's, just so we know what's happening, once it's finalized.
It would be on the monthly reports if there's any line of credit in terms, or even if it before it gets on the report, we can send it out.
Yeah, just with the details in terms of like what it's secured against, how big the asset is that it's secured against, and how large the line of credit is, and what its terms are, just so we know the major parameters, because, a small line of credit, a large line of credit, and is there something big that it can be secured against? We need to know as these things are happening. So, thank you.
Can you put me on the stack, Madam Chair?
Oh,
please. You're next up. I just started talking because nobody else.
Okay.
Put their hands.
I would like to direct my question to Bruce.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And get some feedback from him on this whole budget matter. Bruce.
I finally got my budget right in front of me.
Okay.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
You had indicated a little while ago that, first of all, there had been within WPFW, with your business manager, there had been no progress, and that there might have been some maneuvering within the local station as far as the budget is concerned. Was approved. Wait. Let me finish.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And that your concern was that we needed to move it forward. Can you give us that information? Because if we're not ready to move forward tonight on the WPFW budget, we just need some information and then move
You're
on.
Right.
Because our time is limited.
Thank you, Albert.
Right, and that's where. Here's the thing. First of all, the budget as it stands is what I've been in communication with Robert West, who's both our business manager and our interim general manager, is that the budget we came up with is what we're sticking with. In other words, he's not to do anything different vis-a-vis his negotiations regarding with the union and stuff, that, you know, we both feel committed that we're not going to, you know, overturn the budget, you know, as we came up with. So hopefully he's holding the line on that. So I think perhaps, and it may be my fault, but in that last email I sent, you know, I'm trying to make it really clear that my goal is that we get the WPFW budget finally approved as soon as possible. The problem I have, though, is right now there's nothing I can personally do because it has to do with whatever happens with the union. You know, they've got to complete their talks with the union. And the issue of getting all the information, put onto the template the way it's supposed to look, that's Robert's responsibility, basically. I was just looking for some help for him. But I am hoping for him I hope he can get that help as soon as possible because the information is there. It's just a matter of plugging in the numbers into the template and everything, getting it to look something that the NFC wants to see, and I guess the PNB too and everything. So it's just that what I'm saying is hoping that we're going to get that completed relatively soon. That would be our goal. I don't think we want it to drag out at this point. And I am a little bit dismayed right now because it does seem like the union talks have gone on for a while now, and I'm not sure I understand why we haven't progressed on that. Because I don't think we have anywhere to go. It's not like we have a lot of maneuvering room, and I think they need to understand.
Madam Chair?
Thank you, Bruce.
Can we get some feedback from Alonso on his thoughts on this process? And then my secondary would be maybe it is time, regardless of the situations that are presented before us, maybe it is time for Alonso or Bruce should bring a motion forward to us right now for us to recommend the WPFW budget to the National Board, given the situation that there's a couple of little picos that need to be settled. But I would like to get Alonso to give us his thought on it, and if they think it's proper, they should bring a motion before us, and maybe we can act on it and adopt it and move it on to the National Board, given the fact that there's those two picos there that haven't been really resolved.
Thank you, Albert.
Alonso,
go ahead.
Well, I'm going to go along with whatever Bruce suggests in terms of what to do with the finances the way they now stand. I'm more interested in raising money as far as figuring out what to do with our lack of resources. I'm allowing Bruce to carry that through.
Thank you, Alonso. I'd like to go ahead. Was that Bruce?
Oh no. If that's a reasonable thing, what Alberto was suggesting is sort of what I'd like to do.
I'd like to get a little bit of feedback from Arlene.
Point of information
from LaVarne before we do that. Yes, go ahead, John.
Uh-huh. What I've got from them is a spreadsheet that's got nominally 24 tabs, but only four or five of them are actually populated. I've not seen their budget. I'm not ready to vote to approve their budget until I get to see it. As a point of information, shouldn't we look at the budgets before we approve them and forward them to the PNB?
You could always vote against it.
Well,
I will, because I haven't seen it.
Right.
Okay, I would like to ask a question of clarification on that, because I've heard Bruce several times. You've mentioned problems with the template again. I've never heard so many problems with templates in my life until I came to this organization. Are you saying, like he needs a data entry clerk because, somebody needs to physically punch these numbers in from other aspects of the budget because we aren't able to import numbers from payroll or something? What is it? What is your perception right now, Bruce, as to what
the perception I had is that Robert was having issues with putting in the numbers from, say, from 2010 and I suppose 2009, if that's what you want also, but certainly 2010. I was sitting there, this goes back about a month or so ago, I was sitting there with him while he was trying to do it, and I got to admit, I can't say that I understand exactly what his problem was, but he was, when he was trying to put numbers in cells, it, for whatever reason, it wasn't working, and he seemed to, you know, have issues. And but he thought that these were issues that could be clarified if he could be, if he could work together with someone at the national office, not maybe for information he needs or whatever. But that's really his.
Okay.
I mean, I mean, don't pretend to be the person to mess with the actual template. We just, on our side, we're just looking at the numbers.
He's the person physically doing the data entry. Is that what you're saying?
Huh? Yeah, but yeah, Robert has to do the data entry himself.
This is one of the problems we're having with this organization. We pay managers to do data entry. This is a $10 an hour data entry clerk job. You never have managers doing
data
entry.
We couldn't hire someone if we wanted to.
Yeah, well, we've got to fix these things. I don't think any of our people are properly trained on the software we use. I mean, we've got major issues, but we can't.
Oh, well, Robert would agree with you there.
Yeah, no. I mean, I plan on making several recommendations in terms of internal audits of what we do with our software and the proper proficiency of employees for the positions they occupy. We've got real issues there, but we can't fix that necessarily tonight. But what you're telling me is just indicative of that problem. If we've got somebody who's doing an IGM job, a business manager job, and he's also doing the data entry. Oh, God.
Point of information?
Please. Go ahead.
Yeah, somebody from New York was proposing that Bertold Reimers, the designer of the template, be on tonight's call, and did anybody have any opinions about that? But I didn't at the time, but now I do. Let's get him on and have him help with the training for the use of the template.
This is LaVarne.
Please, go ahead, LaVarne.
Just a little background. Last year, when I was in New York with Bertold, we actually worked with Griffey and Robert to Bertold and I to actually put the information. And let me just clarify that as a finance manager, you know, and I've worked in corporate America, like everyone at some point probably will sit down and input numbers into a spreadsheet or a template. In fact, we were doing some stuff today or over the weekend. So, you know, it's not a matter of that, you know, a particular project like this, it's a template. You put the information in once you get used to it. So last year, what Bertold actually did it, and we work with Robert, though. So we work with Robert and Grigsby. So now where we are now is that Bertold is working with us in terms of what, that's why I thank you all, Bertold, for trying to get this stuff done. Is to consolidate this stuff. But Bertold has a couple of other jobs now, so he doesn't have the time to put it in there. Robert is doing three jobs. Efren and Lynn are doing, like, our payroll person is out. So but we do have a possible resource, and she's helping to do another job here at the national office, who can actually just sit there and input this information in. And normally, Efren, we would have Efren do it, but Efren is doing the KPFA budget. He's doing all the input. He's, like, you know, asking for information, getting it in. So, you know, we have Efren on that project. That's why we right here, we haven't had a chance to, like, sit down, dedicate someone to put that in. But, you know,
so LaVarne,
Robert is familiar with the template. It does involve a lot of inputting information and pulling the stuff over the payroll and all of that good stuff. So you know, we're down to the wire, and we can talk with Bruce and with Robert and see, you know, where we can get someone to do that so I can consolidate it, because I wanted a consolidated preliminary number by the end of this week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's where we are.
I guess, what is your opinion then on the overall doneness of this budget? I mean, without knowing what's going on with the union and the personnel, which I'd like to direct that to Arlene again, but it just doesn't sound like it's ready to be voted on tonight, frankly.
Well, I think, like Bruce said, I think it is done, that the union has some issues, I believe, with in terms of the cuts, in terms of the cuts on the budget, I believe it's. So they have some issues with that. When you're talking with the union, they're asking for information. I think what they want to do is just make sure everything is fair.
And, in terms of seniority and that type of thing.
If you look at, and they want to see what our results have been, which we have given them, you know, over the last 3 years. So, you know, to show what PFW's results are, show what their income is and what their expenses are, And, you know, and that's what we have to, that's what we have to work with every budget. You know, we cannot put in more expenses than revenue, and that's where we are with the union. So they just want to make sure everything is fair, I believe.
Okay.
Can I make a point?
I think they'd also like to stop us from making cuts in employees, and that they're trying to say, well, there are other places you could do this, and so they're trying to explore things that really aren't totally their prerogative and aren't, but we have to share information with them, so we'll be doing that.
Do you have any anticipated, since you said there's no, Arlene, since there's no specific date by which they need to, I mean, have we given them a proposal and there's no specific date for by which they're rejecting?
I'm due to talk with them again tomorrow morning.
Okay, and so we don't know yet then where we're at with this in terms of how.
No, we don't.
Okay, so I see. From that perspective, I don't know how we can pass the budget if we don't know what the final outcome is going to be of the.
On the other side of the coin. Thought that we know what we're planning as a budget.
That's true.
If they were to force some kind of changes, which being we don't have the money, I don't see how they can do that.
They don't care.
Okay.
Well,
they don't care. But on the other side of the coin, based on that, I think that we can pass a budget that this is what we're planning to do.
Okay, very good. Thank you. I thought it was Simon, I heard?
Yes, I just wanted to make the point that in the file that I'm looking at that LaVon sent out, you know, half an hour ago, I mean, there is some detail there that allows you to review, like, what's in payroll. It is a little weird how, you know, the hiding of sheets managed, and obviously last year's data and the year-to-date this year is not there. But if you can get over that, I can see, I mean, how to open the payroll spreadsheet or tab that shows exactly, you know, how many positions are budgeted at what salaries. So, I mean, it is possible to review this budget and essentially get the big picture. They have $1.6 million in revenue. They have salaries of $411. You can see who is in there. And the rest of it is honestly not all that much. There's not that much to manage. So I think those are probably the two biggest items to debate.
Simon, I don't see the payroll tab. How do you do it?
If you put your cursor on one of the tabs, any one of them, and right-click.
Well, I have a Macintosh, so I don't have a right.
Sorry. Because then you can sort of unhide sheets, there are a lot of sheets there, and you have to pick the one that is called payroll.
Okay, it sounds like, Mascar, Paul, what time is it right now, please?
It's about 9:17 Eastern time.
Okay, I think we probably need to halt discussion on WPFW if we're going to actually have any discussion on KPFA here, because we only have another, 25 minutes in the schedule, 23 minutes. I don't know. I mean, I'm willing to take a poll here, but this budget doesn't sound like it's ready for approval tonight. If there is, I don't know. I mean, I'm
well,
willing
to... Could I at least ask, so
please,
I want to keep pursuing it. When you say, and I'm not challenging you, I just want to know so I can know what I need to work on here. When you say it's not ready, do we need now to, what we talked about, I mean.
I will, you know, follow the will of the body. I'm just one voting member here. Do you know what I mean? My opinion doesn't matter more than anybody else in this. I'm a little troubled by approving budgets when there's a personnel issue of this magnitude just floating up in the air. Obviously, we can approve it because this is our proposed budget, and it may not stick to it or not. But if you are not successful with the union, then your budget has a big gaping deficit hole in it because you don't have any reserves in this budget. So I'm troubled by that. If you had a month's operating capital, I wouldn't be as troubled because then I'd say, well, that's okay if things fall through with the union. You've actually got a reserve budgeted in your budget.
Oh, yeah. But
go ahead, Bruce, and then I'll take this.
Yeah. I want to make some, at least from the way I see it as a treasurer, the LSD and everything, what I'm looking at. If talks fall through, if the union walks to the point where for some reason they can, I'm not sure how they could, but if there's some way that they could try to mess up the plan that we had, the alternative is not to bust the budget. It'll mean actual layoffs.
Yeah.
This is what puzzles me with why I don't understand why we haven't made more progress. The plan that we put forward, and I don't mean to be arguing or anything, but it,
no, I hear
in
you.
Fact, it was a fair plan because the alternative to it is actual layoffs.
It's more drastic.
And that's what we want to avoid. So if, you know, the only thing that would hurt, would admittedly would change, it would hurt us if we do layoffs, and that's, you know, severance.
Well,
I don't know what we'll, you know.
Let me take this back, but I'm happy to
tell one of the others.
So, Summer, put me on the queue, please. See in the queue.
Okay, I heard Alberto, I heard Arlene, and I heard John.
R. Paul.
And Mike Jones, please.
And R. Paul and Mike Jones. Okay, let's do this, and then go ahead. Alberto, you were first.
Yeah, very quickly. If the WPFW budget that is before us, the numbers, don't pan out, we will, you know, and the union balks. In other words, it will now go into the red, because right now, given
right.
the budget that's before us, we only have $168 on the plus side.
Yep.
So regardless of what the union says, the management is stuck with a budget that's only $168 in the black. So that's my point. I don't think I need to say more. Go on to the next person.
No problem. Thank you. I heard Arlene and then John and R. Paul. Arlene, go ahead, please.
And
yeah,
Mike.
Their suggestion was, why don't you sell off one of the other stations? Now, that's obviously ludicrous. So
I've heard that from three signal areas now, including my own, frankly. It's pretty horrible. I detest it, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so I think the bottom line is that they are going to have to pretty much agree with our plan,
mm-hmm.
but they're going to make us jump through hoops showing that we don't have any other recourse.
Okay, thank you. John?
Yeah, I just want to strenuously protest the practice of people sending out budgets in Microsoft PC specific formats. In the first place, what's the deal about sending everything out all hidden? Apparently with a PC you can right click on something. Well, the Mac you have a mouse and you don't have a right. And so what I need is for someone to send me the budget with things not all hidden, so I don't have to jump through PC specific tricks to try to look at the budget. This is just this operating system arrogance, and it's just inappropriate to do this. So I just strenuously object to this. Send me a copy of the budget that's not all hidden and protected, and I can look at it. Please.
Thank you, John. R. Paul and then Mike Jones.
I've got the budget that LaVarne just sent out, 1008 NFC 2 review WPFW budget FY 2011, second draft, LSB. One in parentheses. Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Which is also the budget that I sent out on August the 31st.
It's the same. Uh-huh. Okay, so it's the same thing, and I'm still getting a lot of strange cells here. I have pound ref
yes.
and stuff like that. And
I do too.
Where
yes,
is
I've
this $168? I don't know what line that's on. And is this
48.
14?
Well, 48.
48.
What tab?
The tab is budget FY 2011.
Oh, okay. Not on that one. All right.
Yeah, the other thing, that's the only one that I know of that's fully done.
Well, see, that's a problem when we have all these
okay.
budgets that have tabs that don't have information filled in. I hate budgets
yeah,
with holes in them.
Yeah, but see, if I may...
Yes, you may.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Well, hold on. Let R. Paul finish.
Yeah, let me
yeah,
say.
Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
I got a 48 net income loss, and it's pound ref bang. Again, there's
what?
Nothing there for me whatsoever. It appears to want to be a sum of cells O48 to Z48, but there's some error in here.
Yeah.
And, again, is this in the, is this thing in the template yet? I think it's not, right? You're saying it's not in a template? Nice.
R. Paul, this is Alex.
Hi, Alex.
Hello, Alex.
Hi. Yeah, I just said, are you talking about line 48?
I'm talking about line 48 in various parts. Line 48 is one.
Yeah, well, I don't have what you're saying, but I'm seeing a weird number there. It's over on the right, it says 2,144% in red. I have no idea what that's supposed to mean.
Yeah, I have to say, I'm on a PC. I'm on OpenOffice, which today became LibreOffice, and I'm getting all these things. So
I'm on a PC.
I don't see that.
And I've got a lot of zeros in here, and it's very confusing looking because you look at this thing and it's full of zeros in a lot of places, and I think the template isn't being used yet, and pound ref bang things.
Yeah.
Pound value bang things.
Yeah. I don't even know where you're seeing that.
Oh, which,
I'm looking.
Okay,
I don't.
Okay,
the first
pound ref bang is at cell AA11.
I suspect those are some funny
alpha
characters.
Alpha 11, and the entire line 11, except for October 10.
Wait a minute.
Line
AA11
is full of that.
Someone was saying...
Okay, now, you say AA11?
Well, okay.
And I'm showing a number there, 1,126.
Gentle folks, I'm going to take charge here as chair for a moment. I heard someone saying he suspected something in terms of what may be causing this. I suspect some software compatibility issues. But it does. I would like to take Mike Jones because he was next on the stack when you're done, R. Paul. And I'd like to hear whoever said he suspected something. But I do think that if we have this number of people looking at budgets that have reference markers in them, I mean, we just can't approve budgets like this. It's just grossly irresponsible.
Yeah, but I want to make. But that's not what that's other people. That's not what's.
But I'm saying it may be an issue with what version is sent out, what software people are using. We need to fix this so that we're all looking at the same clean budget that doesn't.
Yeah,
I've seen several
but I want to make it clear. It doesn't mean the budget isn't okay.
Right, but if we can't read
the
budget, we can't approve the budget.
Right,
I
agree with that. I'm just,
the budget may be beautiful, but we don't know it, you know.
No, but that's my but you're saying that's what I mean when you say when you say the budget's not ready. So the budget's done. Just,
but we can't review it if we can't read it, and I'm hearing
I agree with you.
Yeah.
We got a problem.
And what I'm saying is we have time constraints also, because if we can't read
that the budget itself, though, you know, if...
the underlying data you're saying is done and finished. It's just what we're seeing here is not necessarily coming through.
If these things can be done on something that was printable, we could send hard copies to everybody, and there wouldn't be any problem with the compatibility issues.
Let's
I know it's old-fashioned, but
I love
maybe that's what would work.
But let me go back to R. Paul, because he was the one, and then I want to go to Mike Jones, okay? And
I think I'm done with that part. I can't see a lot of this.
But I detect a problem that several members now are bringing up, so it's obviously a problem. Mike, please.
Actually, I went to print preview,
And
everything is starting to show up here. I don't know that... with any of the other formats, I have PC. However, as much as it pains me to agree, I do. If everyone is not able to look and see exactly the same thing, then it does not seem prudent to proceed with this at this point.
Thank you.
Whatever needs to be done to make sure that everyone has the opportunity to look at the same budget that everyone else is seeing, then I think that we should table this for now and move on.
Thank you so much, Mike. I heard John and I heard someone else, so with that in mind, go ahead and make your comments, but let's please move on. Motion to table, okay. Is there any objection to tabling this budget for this evening?
Who made motion to table?
That was Alberto.
Mike?
Yeah, I object to that.
You object. Okay. John, you were the next on the stack, so you want to go ahead?
Yeah.
Who objected?
If there's
John
a motion
Winger
to
objects.
Table, point of order,
yeah.
If there's a motion to table, it's not debatable.
So we just have to take a vote on it. Thank you, R. Paul.
But do people want to table? Because if you put it on the table, you have to then, at a later point, vote to take it off.
Yeah, let's not put it on the table. I'd rather we just postponed, frankly, and charge everyone here with seeing if they aren't able to see this budget, if they tinker with it a little on their computers. And if not, then we need to ask that LaVarne or Bruce send this budget out in its completed fashion. And obviously, I'd like to have the personnel information correct in there, so I'd hope that Arlene will get that done with the union. And we come back to this, which will be in about 2 weeks, because we're not going to have a national... I forgot to put that on the agenda, but we do need to schedule our next meetings when we get done here, which won't be next week, because that's the same week as PNB travel, so the following week will be our next meeting. But So could we maybe entertain a motion to postpone?
Sure. I'll make that motion.
Okay. Make a motion?
I'll second him.
Who made the motion?
Yeah,
what are we postponing?
Just to postpone WPFW's budget till the next meeting in 2 weeks, and that we task Levarne with please sending us out a completed budget that is in, you know.
I have a problem with that.
Okay, what is the problem, John? Go ahead, please.
The problem is everything I get from the national office is everything's always hidden. Everything comes in all cloaked, and it's all PC specific. My open office can show this thing. I see the $168. I can read the data that I can see. It's just that I don't have a way of unhiding it because it appears to be a specific PC specific trick. I'd like to get a copy from Bruce of his thing, opened up to the maximum, nothing hidden, so I can see all 24 tabs, and I don't have to go through a research project to figure out how to unhide everything.
Okay. Bruce, are you able to do that for us? Are you able to send us a version? I'll task you with it. It doesn't really matter whose task it is, as long as
well,
you take charge of this puppy.
You know, personally, I can't, and I'll tell you right now, it's highly unlikely we're going to be able to tackle an issue like that right now. I'm telling you, there's a, you know...
Well, no, it's just a matter of unhiding it when you send it. It's not complicated. It's just which
I will talk. I've actually already talked to Robert. I will talk to Robert some more and see if we can't figure out a way of satisfying. By the way, I'm not saying that the questions being asked and the things you want to see are that you're wrong about it. I'm just saying we're going to try and get it done. But so far, I know we haven't succeeded. We'll try and get it done. The thing is, I don't know, unless you know, we can find a way of getting some other eyes and hands or something involved in this, it's hard because there's so many other distractions. When we passed our budget, when we had completed it, now it seems like ages ago, we were right at that point. That was the next step Robert was going to be doing, is getting everything into the template. And then that's when lightning struck, and
okay,
you know, and we haven't really recovered from that. So I understand what John's asking about. It's just that I know that's something that we're not going to be able to do right now.
Levarne,
we can't even get the basics done. But it's frustrating for us because we put so much work into putting this budget together. We know that we have a budget, but just because, you know, I understand, because we can't get it to look like what everyone wants it to look like, we've got a stumbling block.
Well, it's, yeah, I mean, it really isn't complicated. All fields need to be populated and everything needs to be open and readable, and most budgets
Well, I'm going to have to sit down with Robert. He's going to have to teach me how to do this.
Well, but you're not a paid staff member, so it really isn't your job either. But may I ask, Levarne, when you send out these budgets, you're able to unhide hidden tabs, correct?
Basically, the budgets that we have now, I'm basically just kind of passing them through. I'm not really... Basically, I'm just passing them through in terms of what we've gotten. Like, I just sent the KPFA budget, the preliminary budget. I also sent the WBAI budget, which has Bertold's PowerPoint presentation along to you.
I got you. You're not intervening on the software issues between the budget that comes to you and what comes to us.
No, I'm not reformatting anything now. We would do
once
we start.
Can I ask a question of Levarne?
Is this Alonzo?
Right. You sent the WPFW budget at 8:49. Is that correct?
That was the latest that I sent it. But that was the same budget that was sent out on at the end of last month.
No, it's exactly the same?
Uh-huh. It's
okay.
It's 668 as the balance.
Okay, now, the gentleman that can't read that WPFW budget, what budget is he talking about? So we can be on the same page.
It's the same one, but I only get to see a certain number of tabs. So I get to see about five tabs, and there's 24 tabs in the budget, and I only get to see five of them. And
okay.
So... the five tabs, I can read everything, but it's the hidden tabs I can't see.
Okay, so we need them unhidden. Basically, okay, Robert, if you're willing, Bruce, you're there in D.C. with Robert. We need to find out about unhiding the tabs, okay, for the version that gets sent out to National Finance. And I want to ask Arlene, dealing with this union situation, I mean, we're going to meet again in National Finance in 2 weeks. Do you think you'll have this issue resolved with them by then and that we can have that information confirmed or denied in terms of what we have populated?
I think so. I will be, as I say, talking to them tomorrow morning and either meeting with them again by phone within the next few days or in person in, excuse me, my voice is going, in Washington next week.
Sorry. Okay. Okay. Thank you. And what about this issue in terms of, you know, I know we have double, you know, many people are occupying two positions all around the network. If this is actually time. Thank you, Alberto. Okay. Well, I'm hearing Bruce saying it is an issue that maybe Mr. West is stretched a bit thin in terms of handling some of these more mundane details.
I've got 6 minutes left.
We've got 6 minutes left. We're obviously not going to be able to tackle KPFA's budget on the open session here. I would suggest a modification to this, which is first let's take the motion to postpone on WPFW, see if there's any objection on that, okay?
Can I find out who makes the motion?
I think Bruce has...
I made a motion.
Made
Bruce?
A motion.
Okay.
Postpone.
And did we have a second on that? I think I seconded it,
Committee.
Actually.
It doesn't need a second.
There you go. Thank you, R. Paul. So is there any objection to postponing the consideration of WPFW's budget until the next meeting of National Finance Committee in 2 weeks? And hopefully these issues are resolved in terms of both software readability and population of data and personnel issues. Is there any objection to that, since it doesn't appear to be ready to act? Okay, and hearing none, please record that, R. Paul, and we will tackle this at our very next meeting. And then I would like to propose a change to the agenda because I don't think there's time sufficient to do anything of substance whatsoever if we're going to go on to the closed session in a moment, that we schedule the next two National Finance Committee meetings. And then we go to executive session and start tackling KPFA there, since their issues, their biggest issues seem to involve personnel, which have to be discussed in executive session anyway. Is there sufficient time to give due consideration?
This is LaVarn.
LaVarn?
I'd just like to ask that I be allowed to let people know what our results were for the month for August year to date, so they'll be aware of our financial condition. And it won't be a surprise to them.
Oh, of course. Gladly. Yeah, that's fine. So is there any objection to that change? We'll go ahead and schedule the next two meetings, and we'll let LaVarn give a brief report on the financial condition, and we'll have to tackle the rest of these budgets in open session at the next meeting, because I think we need to go to closed session to discuss KPFA. Okay. Hearing none. Paul, are you able to calendar us if we can take a look at the KPFTX thing? We'll handle that really quickly.
Yeah, let me grab that.
And let's see, next week would be the 5th. So the following is the 12th.
I was asking about, but I think we're going to be meeting that. Yeah. All right, the 5th is open. The 12th is taken by elections.
Oh, God, they've grabbed our Tuesday again. I hate that. Is there any other week? I don't want to I despise meetings that are scheduled the same week as, like, that's like 2 days after the PNB meeting. So personally, I mean, I don't know if you want to meet next week, but I won't guarantee I'll be with you if I actually go to New York. So, do you want to meet next week? I mean, it's not the end of the day for me one way or the other. Is there any feeling from the body? Meet next week or wait? I'd rather wait 2 weeks because I think the PNB members are kind of exhausted, frankly, the day after a PNB meeting.
Okay.
So, and you're saying the 12th is taken. Is there another day during the week of the 12th that isn't taken by somebody?
Friday the 15th is something on just about every other day.
Loathsome.
I can't do Fridays.
I don't want to do Fridays. I mean, this place makes me hate it because of Fridays and Sundays, frankly. Let's see. What about the following week, the 19th? It doesn't mean we'll wait till the 19th, but
the 19th is open.
Let's grab that one.
Okay.
And the following?
Is the 26th.
26th is open.
Let's grab that one, too.
Okay.
I got to do Halloween because I'm a mom, but that's 5 days later, so that's cool.
Okay,
let's see.
So what about, are we doing the 5th or not?
Well, is there any feeling from other PNB members? I mean, 5th, yes, 5th, no. No opinion? We can schedule it for the 5th. You know, that's fine with me. It doesn't sound like everybody's ready to do anything significant next week unless we're doing the KPFA one, and it's 2 days after the PNB meeting, so that's why I didn't want to do it on then. I would have liked having the 12th, and I don't like waiting 3 weeks till the next meeting. So I don't know. Anybody have a suggestion here? You want to schedule it for the 5th? Is there anyone who wants to do this next week and thinks we're going to get something done because things have moved forward sufficiently in 1 week? I just think there's going to be a lot of lag after the PNB meeting and exhaustion on the part of staff and probably not much progress from where we're at today.
Well,
Steve?
Could I ask a question?
Yes. Is this Bruce?
Yeah.
Please.
Obviously, I know what I have ahead of me for our budget at our station. Is it, if we are, say, hypothetically right now, if our next meeting isn't until the 19th, in the intervening time, can we presume that at each station that work will continue also to try and get the budgets completed?
God, yes, I would certainly hope.
Of course.
So. I would hope that.
If that's the case, then maybe...
Yeah, that's a good point, Bruce, because, yeah, I hope everyone's pushing. We're pushing here at KPFK. I hope people are having extra meetings, negotiating with whomever. Do you know what I mean? I'd like to see the rest of these budgets get passed, like, as quickly as we can. So, yeah, that's I would hope that's a – let's not assume, but I would hope it's a presumption that we're –
Well, I mean, in other words, we're not
– just going on vacation?
Because the meetings is postponed to the 19th doesn't mean
– No, no. We want to have things ready
okay.
by the 19th. Yeah.
Then maybe that's reasonable then.
Okay.
We have the 19th and 26th.
Then. Let's live with that then, okay? Because I think the 5th is unrealistic in terms of having a jot more forward on any of these, and there will be a heavy-duty exhaustion, and if the 12th isn't available, it's just not available. So let's go with that, the 19th and the 26th. Is there any objection to those 2 days? Okay, please nail those down for us, R. Paul. We've set those, and I'd like to go ahead and give the remaining time to LaVarne so that she can give us an update on our cash position, please.
Okay, thank you very much. Just want to make sure that we get an update for all people on the stream and also for the Finance Committee. We've sent out the actuals. We have sent them out, I guess, maybe over a week ago. Then I sent out new sheets for August year-to-date, which will go into the PNB package. So I've sent out the information earlier, but I'm sending out the repackaged information that will go into the PNB reporting for this weekend. So basically, as I've said before, and as we all know, that we are really, and I, in fact, we heard this on one of the pitches for KPFA's fund drive, that we're at the tail end of a major recession in our economy, you know, based on supposedly it ended like last year at some point, definitely on that. And that's one of the major things that have affected our fundraising. And I'll go into more detail or highlight other issues, like I said, in my PNB report. But our results for this year basically reflect the slowing in the fundraising, plus some of our internal issues that we have been trying to work on for the last 60 years, but really the last 10 years. So when we look at our results, you know, it's in that vein. And just to say some of the major things that, before I even go into it, that have affected us, like Bruce can tell you about the transmitter going down at PFW, that they have had fundraisers where they were on, like, low the power, so their message could not get out to their base. And if you cannot hear a request to send money, I don't know why you would do that. So that has really, I think, impacted their fundraising, and that they have And in addition to that, I think, Bruce, you're going to have to add to your budget funds to cover your loaner transmitter, because I think that they've had a gift of this transmitter and that they're going to have to go into some type of leasing arrangement with WMNF, who have loaned it to them over the past 6 months or so. So that was very nice. And then the other point is that, as we know, at BAI, we had a little setback in terms of our fulfillment rate. But with the new management in, you guys have plans to really to reestablish that. And the other problem is that have impacted our resources and our bottom line is at KPFA, the issues with the headcount reductions that were done 2 years ago throughout the network. We're not done at KPFA, and that's what we're going to talk about also on that when we go into executive session. So to let everyone know, our revenue for the first 11 months of the year is came in at total revenues at $12.8 million. Listener support revenue is at $9,550,000. And I might add that's over $1 million more than what we had in the budget. So that really impacts. So that's like, again, a problem with your issues with fulfillment at AI, lower listeners at PFW due to transmitter failure, lower listener support at KPFA than projected, and I think KPFK is the station that I said is, well, due to some timing on their fund drives that have been really successful, they're a little lower also than expected. So I think with the results of better budgeting, more intense looking at, you know, what we're trying to accomplish with these budgets this year, and I really appreciate you guys working on that, that I think that some of this miss on the listener support, hopefully we can if we see that it is not turning in a direction positive, we'll be able to work on that as the year unfolds once we have our budgets done, hopefully definitely sooner than they were last year. So just want to appreciate you guys continue to work on that. But if you look at gross salaries overall, we're basically right. We're about right on. KPFA is the station where they're slightly over. And if you go down to the bottom line, we had revenue of $12.8 million. We have expenses of $13.5 million. So that results in a deficit of almost $700,000. So as we go through these budgets and as we talk to both union and to LSB members and to those who are involved in the budgeting, you know, the network no longer has reserves to offset the deficit. And that, and with this $700,000 in loss, you know, this translates very clearly to some of the information that we've started sending out, you know, the details. To send out summaries, but now send out the details in terms of the outstanding major payables. So, and those major payables usually stay in the national office because those are the common expenses, like Democracy Now!, like NPR, like our other major expenses, legal expenses, and also we have expenses for in the stations where we have some delay on, particularly BAI, on rent. However, we are in conversation with the landlord. They know all of us, and I'm talking with them also on when we can take care of that and what the prospects are with this. So just wanted to let you guys know that we do have, like, major payables in the national office, including legal, is like an NPR. We owe our auditor. We haven't done that. We are behind on our – we still have to pay expected funds to pay health benefits for BAI, national office, and PFW. And we owe Democracy Now! Over $500,000. So those are serious expenses. And why are they sitting there payable? Because of this deficit, and because we have not received the central services to actually discharge these major payables. So this is something we're going to have to work on. That these payables are there, they will not go away unless you put cash on it. And so when the budgets are done and the stations that have not paid central services to pay these common expenses, they will have to put those expenses. They will have to put expenses in their budget to cover that, because we do not have the reserves here at the national office, and only basically KPFK and KPFT have stations that have reserves to cover that. So just want to say that we have lost so far $700,000. And if you look at our revenue, you see that on listener support, we are down by $1 million. So you can see that explains totally why we are at deficit. time that we have payables in the national office.
A question?
Let LaVarne finish.
I just want to know what sheet she was talking about. I didn't catch the sheet, and it's hard to follow along when she's saying you can see, and I don't know what sheet I'm looking at.
Well, I'm sorry. I was just trying to give a summary rather than direct you to a sheet. But if we go into detail, we can look at sheet.
Okay,
but
we'll have to do that.
It's
on
just major payable.
Yeah. Did you send that out to the whole NFC, LaVarne?
Oh, yes.
Okay, I figured you had.
What's the name of the document?
It's 1009 Major Pay LM as of September 28th, 2010. So we have it updated through today. That's why I sent it out today. So this
okay.
is that'll go in the PNB package too.
Great. Thank you so much for that report. I appreciate that. Everyone needs to be kept awake on all these things. I think we don't really have time to take questions and answers on this, even though it's obviously something that everyone would probably like to do. I think we do need to thank LaVarne for giving that report and adjourn to the executive session since we have a member who can't stay on the call.
Let's go.
So if everyone would, I would adjourn tonight's meeting of National Finance Committee. Thank you all for your time, and I'll see you again in a moment on the executive session, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.